Can you use a hot water faucet on Shabbos? So in America, the water from your hot water faucet is likely coming from a boiler. And the concern would be that if you turn on the hot water faucet on Shabbos, then cold water from the municipal system will enter the boiler, and it'll cause the electric heat of the boiler to go on and cook the water on Shabbos. So on the face of it, it would be problematic to use your hot water faucet in the U.S. on Shabbos, because thereby you might be indirectly cooking. In Israel, however, things are a little bit more complex. The modern state of Israel, as a rule, is a very environmentally conscious country. And much of the policy in the modern state of Israel follows environmentally conscious policy. One expression of this environmental consciousness is a dud shemesh, the sun kettle. In Israel, most water is heated up by a kettle or by a boiler which is on the roof, but unlike in America and other countries where the water in the boiler is heated by electricity, the water in the sun kettle, the water in this special boiler on your roof, is heated by the sunlight. When you open up the water faucet in your house, so hot water comes out of the tank of the dud shemesh, of the sun kettle, and then cold water goes from the municipal water system into the dud shemesh, and there it'll be heated up in one of two ways. Either it'll be heated up by the hot water that's already in the sun kettle, or alternatively, it'll be heated up in black pipes that are in the dud shemesh, that are in your sun kettle, which heat up the water that comes in via the sunlight. The sunlight gets absorbed in the black pipes, the water goes through the black pipes, and it gets hot that way, and then goes into the dud, goes into the boiler. The question is it halachically permissible to use water that came out of your dud shemesh on Shabbos? Now, why wouldn't it be? So there are two concerns. The water is heated, as we said, either via the black pipes or via the water inside of the dud shemesh. Now, whether using the pipes or the water in the dud shemesh, it would seem that both are considered toldos chama, both are considered the byproducts of sun, which, as we learn in the Mishnah on Shabbos, Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis, cooking with the byproducts of sun is rabbinically forbidden. Now, let's unpack this. The sunlight is hitting the black pipes, so the black pipes are absorbing the sunlight, and then they are conveying the heat to the water. So that's toldos chama. The sun is not directly cooking the water, but rather the water is being heated up by the black pipes, which were in turn heated up by the sunlight. Alternatively, even if the cold water just mixes directly with the water that's already in the dud, that's already in the container, the problem would be that the water in the container got hot because it came into contact with the black pipes. So whatever way you slice it, you have the sun hitting the black pipes and heating up the water in the black pipes. And then the water goes into the dud shemesh, but the water in the dud shemesh is ultimately indirectly heated by the sun. So both the water and the black pipes are considered toldos chama. So any cold water which comes into contact either with the black pipes or with the water in the urn will have been heated by toldos chama, and that should be also made the rabbanon. And that would come out, it would seem, that you should not be able to use the shemesh on Shabbos. It should not be permissible. So it would seem that you may not turn on your hot water faucet on Shabbos, because by doing so, you'll be turning on your shemesh. So here, Rav Avad Yosef in Shut Yabia Omer, Chilik Dalid, Or Chaim Simin Lamed Dalid, uses his favorite principle of Koyach de Teira Odif. The power of permissibility is stronger. Meaning to say, as Rashi and the Gemara Beitza there explains, that Koyach de Teira Odif, it's very easy to be stringent. It's always easy to be machmir. If you don't know, say machmir, machmir. Only somebody who truly understands the halachic system is able to be lenient in an informed way. If you actually know halacha, if you actually understand the contours of the halachic system, then you can be lenient without violating any halachas. So the Abi Omer of Vada gives us 8 reasons why it should be okay to use a dud shemesh on Shabbos, why you should be allowed to open up the hot water faucet on Shabbos, even though it will cause cold water to go into the dud shemesh. And as a side benefit of learning these 8 reasons, we'll learn a lot of important principles in Hilchos Shabbos. Reason number 1, you're not intending to heat up the water when you turn on your faucet. You want hot water. Now, it happens to be that as a result of your turning on the faucet, cold water is inevitably going to go into the shemesh and be heated up. But by you, it's a dover she'ein miskaven. It's an unintended consequence of your action that hot water will be heated up. Next, heating up the water is a psik resha. it's an unavoidable consequence of you turning on your faucet. But it's a psik resha, which is a davar sheni miskaven. It's an unintended, unavoidable consequence of your action. Now, there's a machlekes apiskim, there's a machlekes rishonim, when it comes to a psik resha by a davar sheni miskaven, an unavoidable, unintended consequence. The Rav Avadia says, we can go like those rishonim would say that it's permissible to do an act, which is a psik resha, which is also a davar sheni miskaven. Next, even if you'll say that there is a problem of doing a psik resha for an iser d'rabbanan, for a rabbinic prohibition, in this case, the issue of cooking something or heating something up by toldos chama is not a iser d'rabbanan, it's not a rabbinic prohibition, but rather it's a gzeira atu. A gzeira atu means we don't allow you to do action X, we don't allow you to do the action of cooking via something that was heated by the sunlight, because we're concerned that you're going to then go and cook or heat something up with something that was heated by the fire. But since it's only a gzeira, it's that we're concerned that doing action X will lead to do action Y, will be more lenient when it comes to a psik resha, to an unavoidable consequence of a gzeira. Reason number four, says Rav Avadia, is that this is a suffik psik resha. It's a doubtful, unavoidable consequence. As in, it's very possible that when the water goes into the urn, when it goes into the Dud Shemesh, it's not going to be touching water that's hot, k'choim yad se'led this point. It's not going to be touching water that's at the boiling point or even at a point that your hand would recoil from. So when you cause cold water to go into the urn, it's not necessarily the case that you're going to cause that cold water to cook. And the Rav Avadia quotes the mumchim, the experts, who told him that the water at the bottom of the Dud Shemesh is not at the temperature of Yad Zeh Levesboi. It's not at, let's say, 175 degrees or 113 degrees, whatever the relevant threshold of Yad Zeh Levesboi is for Rav Avadia. So since it's not obvious that when you turn on your hot water faucet, you'll be cooking the cold water, Rav Avadia says that's another reason to say that turning on your hot water faucet on Shabbos would be permissible. Reason for leniency number five is that even if we'll say that opening up the faucet in your house is a psik resha, it's an unavoidable consequence, or it generates the unavoidable consequence that water will be cooked in the Dud Shemesh, there's a distinction between two types of psik resha. There's a psik resha d'nichalei, and a psik resha d'loi nichalei. A psik resha and an unavoidable consequence, which you're happy about, and an unavoidable consequence, which either you don't care about, or which you would prefer not to happen. Rav Avadia claims that generally there's enough hot water in the urn or in the Dud Shemesh that you'd be able to use it all Shabbos. So you don't have any great need to heat up the water in the Dud Shemesh. Your only concern, your only desire is to get hot water now out of the sink. So the fact that the water is being heated or being cooked in the Dud Shemesh is not something that you really care about. And for that reason, that would be further grounds for leniency. It's what we'd call a psik resha d'lei nichalei, an unavoidable consequence which you do not care about. The sixth leniency, the sixth reason where Rav Avadia says that it would be permissible to turn on your hot water faucet, is based on the principle of melacha she'ena tzricha legufa, a melacha which is not needed for its purpose. So what does that mean? So there are various paradigms that the Gemara gives from melacha she'ena tzricha legufa. Let's go through a few of them. One would be hatsod nachash kidei shaloi yishichenu, trapping a snake in order that the snake not bite you. Generally, the malacha of tsod, the malacha of trapping, the intended purpose or consequence of the malacha of trapping is you're trapping an animal in order that you be able to make parchment out of its hide or in order to use its hide. If you're trapping a snake, however, your goal in trapping the snake is not the normal goal when you do the melach of tzad. It does not fit into the category of the melach of tzad of trapping. And therefore, when you trap a snake in order that the snake not bite you, you haven't violated the isser of tzad. It's a melacha she'ena tzricha legufa. Another possible example of melacha she'ena tzricha legufa would be taking something out of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, taking something out of the public domain, when this thing could be injurious in the public domain, and putting it in the private domain. Generally, that would be an issue of hitzah, of caring. But here, since you're not looking to do some constructive purpose, but rather to remove damage, that's not considered the normal purpose of the malach of hitzah, the normal purpose of the malach of caring. So returning to our case, Rav Avadia says it's all a question of intentionality. Since your intention is not to cook the water, but rather to heat the water, as in you don't need the water to get to 212. It happens to be that it's getting to 212, but you don't have any intention to do so, and your goal is only to heat the water. So although it's a malacha she'inat tzricha legufa. It's a malacha that you're doing with an alternative purpose, an alternative goal than what the malacha would normally be done for. And therefore, it doesn't fall into the category of malacha, and you would be able to do it. Now, just note that this issue of malacha she'inat tzricha legufa is a massive machlokis amongst the Rishonim, the Achronim, exactly how we paskin. So don't draw any conclusions from this. But that's just what Rav Avadya says in terms of allowing you another reason in terms of allowing you to use the Chemish and Shabbos. The first six heterim, the first six principles that Rav Avadya used in order to allow you to use the Chemish are pretty abstract. But the seventh is actually nicely concrete. The Radbaz teaches that boiling water on Shabbos is not an Issur D'oraisa, it's not a biblical prohibition, but it's only an Issur D'rabbanan. And the reason being that water is consumed raw. So since water is consumed raw, according to some Rishonim, cooking it is not really considered cooking. And although the Shulchan Aruch paskin that cooking water is problematic, since we have a lot of Rishonim to rely upon, Rav Avadya says in this case, we could follow the Radbaz and say that it would be okay to cook the water in your Dud Shemesh, and particularly since it's doing it in an indirect way. Finally, reason number eight is that the Marshal allows you to cook an egg on a boiling hot roof. Imagine your roof is black, your roof is made of metal, and it gets really, really hot. So the Marshal says, if people see that it was cooked on your roof, nobody would think that you heated up your roof using some sort of fire. They know that your roof was heated up by the sun. So as a result, although we often say it's the case that you should not use Tol D'Shemesh, you shouldn't use something that was heated by the sun, because there's a concern that people might become confused. And then they'll go ahead and use something that was heated by the fire. In this case, no one will get confused since they know where the heat came from. And similarly, says Rav Avadya, by Dud Shemesh, it's called a Dud Shemesh. It's called a sun kettle. So everyone knows that the heat came from the sun. And since they know the heat came from the sun, they're not going to now think that they'd be allowed to heat something up using fire and then consume it. So check out Rav Avadya's tshuva there. And although some of these reasons might seem tenuous, Rav Avadya holds that if you put all eight of them together, that should be sufficient grounds to allow you to use a Dud Shemesh, to allow you to use hot water on Shabbos, even though cold water is going to be going into your Dud Shemesh. The Shul Tzitz Eliezer gives us a little bit more of a simple heter to allow using a Dud Shemesh on Shabbos. He says as follows. He says that the water is being heated in the Dud Shemesh by the black pipes. Now, are the black pipes chama, are they the sunlight itself? Or are they toldis chama? Are they the byproducts of the sunlight? So intuitively, we would think that the black pipes are not the direct sunlight. The water is being heated by an intervening medium. It's being heated by the black pipes, which are toldis chama. They are getting heat from the sun, and they are then conveying the heat to the water. But the Tzitz Eliezer says that these black pipes are dissimilar from the Gemara's classic case of toldis chama. In the Gemara's classic case of toldis chama, the sand or the metal plate or the cloth absorbed so much heat that they themselves got very hot from the sunlight. And it doesn't matter where you would take these things, even if you put them into the shade, they would still cook, or they would still cook whatever you put into them, because they're so hot, because they've absorbed so much sunlight. But, the Tzitz Eliezer says, the black pipes have not absorbed so much sunlight that if you put them in the shade, they would still heat the water. If you put them in the shade, actually, they would cool off immediately. So the black pipes are only serving to transfer the sun's heat to the water, but the black pipes are not themselves becoming independently hot. So for that reason, the Tzitz Eliezer says that we're dealing here with a case of chamei chama, of water which was heated by the sunlight, and not toldis chama, not with water which was heated by the byproducts of the sunlight. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank says that it's mutra to use a Dud Shemesh for two reasons. He says it's a psik resha, it's an unavoidable consequence, but with trei derabbanans. There's two issues of derabbanan. Number one, it's toldis chama, and toldis chama is only rabbinically prohibited, as in heating up the water indirectly through the sunlight is only rabbinically prohibited. And number two is that the act that you're doing is a grumma. You're not directly putting something on something that was, you're not directly putting food or drink on a utensil that was heated by the sunlight. You're turning on the hot water faucet in your house. And then as a result of the hot water faucet being turned on in your house, you have cold water going into the shemesh. But that's a very indirect action. So he says, if you put these two derabbanans together, both the fact that it's told as chama and the fact that it's a grama, and then you note that it's a psik resha, that it's an unavoidable consequence, but not one which you are intentionally doing, that's sufficient grounds to permit using a dochemish. However, a very significant posting in Hilcha Shabbos, the Shmiri Shabbos Kilchasa, is machmir on using a dochemish, following Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach. And he says that a dud shemesh is not only heated by the sunlight. On cloudy days, there's an electric heater inside of the dud shemesh which heats up the water. So the concern is that some days you might open up your sink, and instead of causing water to be heated up by the sunlight, which is much less severe, you'll be causing water to be heated up by the electric heater, which is an actual problem of Bishul. So even with all of Rav Avadi's leniencies, and even with the leniencies given by the Tzitz Eliezer and Ritzi Pesach Frank, and those leniencies were very clever and very complicated, nonetheless, it still seems that the Shmiri Shabbos Kilchus's ruling is compelling. And therefore, contemporary poskim say that it's best not to use a dud shemesh on Shabbos, best not to use the hot water in your house on Shabbos unless you really need it for somebody who's sick. But nonetheless, it is a pretty widespread custom, particularly amongst the Dati Lumi community in Israel, to use hot water on Shabbos that comes from their dud shemesh based on this psak of Rav Avadi Yosef, Tzitz Eliezer, and Ritzi Pesach Frank, who are in fact very heavy hitters. Rav Yosef Farkash in the Pnei Shabbos brings an interesting twist. He says that the reason why Rashi said that there's no problem to cook using sunlight is that ein derech bishul b'kach. It's not the normal way to cook using the sunlight. But he says in the 20th and 21st century, it has become normal to utilize the sunlight's heat in order to cook things or in order to extract heat. So maybe in the 20th or 21st century, yesh derech bishul b'kach. It is the normal way to cook using the sun. However, the Shul Tzitz Eliezer, quoting Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, rejects this suggestion that we should be more stringent on sunlight in the contemporary reality based on the Gemara in the Yerushalmi, which tells us that we don't add additional rabbinic prohibitions to that which Chazal already gave us. In summary, if you want to use the shemesh on Shabbos, if you want to use hot water on Shabbos, you'd be permitted to do so. But it's best not to.